In the name of the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In recent months, there had been, in the news, stories about the state of Arkansas and their need to execute 8 men who were on death row in an expedient manner. The problem was that they realized that one of the medications that they used for lethal injection was expiring, and so they needed to get this done. Well, last Thursday, April 20th, at 11:44 p.m., Lendell Lee was executed by lethal injection. You know that prisoners who are on death row are asked about their last meal, what they would like for their last meal. Some ask for peanut butter and jelly. Others ask for filet mignon. But by and large, prisons try to accommodate those wishes within reason. If somebody asks for filet mignon and it's not available because they try to use whatever it is that they have available to complete the meal, they'll probably make a huge hamburger of sorts, a hamburger patty. In Florida, they have a budget for the last meal. It's $40. It can be gotten from a local restaurant, but they have to stay within the $40, and there can be no alcohol at all because they don't want to deal with an unruly inmate. Oftentimes, their last meal is reported in the newspaper along with their death, what they asked for. Some inmates can decline to have that put in the paper. They don't want it made public. But in Lendell Lee's case, I don't know whether he had any say whatsoever in whether or not he wanted it broadcast as to what his last meal would be. Was it peanut butter and jelly? Was it something off of the rotating menu of the 28 days of chili and hot dogs or whatever? Was it filet mignon? No. Lendell Lee's last meal that he asked for was Holy Communion. Holy Communion. You may have also heard of Sister Helen Perjean, who has a ministry to inmates who are on death row. And she said that we are not defined by our worst action in life. We are not our worst action in life. That is not who we are. The place, my happy place that I go to, the place that I find respite when I need to clear my head and get that noise out so that I can deal with issues that have been troubling me or on my heart or decisions that I need to make, is Holy Cross Monastery up in West Park, New York. And the first time it happened, I was quite taken aback. But they belong to a ministry up there. It's called For Whom the Bell Tolls. For Whom the Bell Tolls. And they say the daily offices, and at the last office of the day, if it happens to be the day that somebody in the United States is to be executed, at the end of Compline, the prior will come before the congregation assembled and will state the reasons why they do this. They offer up prayer that day, not only for the person being executed, but also for their family and their loved ones, for the victim and their family and loved ones and friends. They offer prayers to the executioner, for those who are witnessing it, anybody who was at any part in the trial and the conviction. And then there is total silence as one of the monks goes out and tolls the bell. It is profound, profound. We are all in this together. That's what I take away from that. We are all in this together. And Jesus is in the middle of all of it. He is with us as well in all of it, no matter what it is that we are dealing with in life. The gospel that we heard this morning is the gospel of hope and resurrection. And it meets us, too, on that same road. Two disciples walking along, it's the day of the resurrection, and they've heard all the testimonies of the women, and nobody has seen this resurrected Jesus that the angel talks about. And, well, they're despair, despondent, perhaps angry, miffed, whatever, walking along, muttering to themselves, some Messiah he was. Some Messiah. We thought he was going to come and save us. You know, where's the might? Where's the power? This is ridiculous. You know, even when he was hanging on the cross, You know, he didn't do anything to defend himself. He didn't do anything in front of Pilate to defend himself. And what a disappointment. 3 years wasted? Obviously, none of this is in the gospel, but I'm imagining what it feels like that day to walk along and to be so radically disappointed that you've dedicated your life to this man and you followed him for 3 years and you end up defeated with a missing body, no less. And then this stranger comes walking along. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I was listening to the radio this morning, and there's this wonderful program on The Rabbi and the Deacon. Have any of you ever heard it? It's wonderful. It's on Sunday mornings. It's one of the talk shows. And they talk back and forth, and the deacon was saying that he preached last night, and his what he put out there for his congregation, and they didn't laugh, and I'll see if you did too. You do too. But he said, you know, Jesus walks up to him and says to them, what is it that you're talking about? And Cleopas looks at him and says, what have you been, hiding under a rock all week? And Jesus says, well, yeah, I have. Okay, you laugh. Okay, good. But he starts telling them from all of the Old Testament, the Hebrew scriptures, giving back to them the story of who the Messiah was meant to be, the suffering servant, and how it was nothing like what they had expected, and he had fulfilled all of that, and it was true. And then he keeps on walking, and they're shopping for the evening, and they're going to have a meal, and it's like, what? This is intriguing. Why don't you stay and let's talk some more? And so they're sitting at table together, wanting to have a meal. And Jesus breaks the bread. And their eyes are open. And he vanishes. Not walks away or runs away or whatever. He vanishes. Just as he appeared to them in the upper room through the walls. Just as he appears the next week to Thomas through the walls in the upper room. He's there. He's just there. This incredible, miraculous mystery. He's there. And basically what he was saying to them, in their mind's eye, their eyes were opened. Not these eyes, but these eyes and these eyes. The eyes of their heart, the eyes of their mind, which we often don't think about in that way. But they were opened. And what they were supposed to remember was, do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. The words that are said at the consecration. Take this cup. Take this wine, This is my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Take it, and each one of you share this same cup with me. A sip. Not enough to quench your thirst, but a sip. And take this bread, this small morsel that I'm going to give you, this small piece, not enough to fill your belly, not enough to quench that kind of hunger, but to fill that hunger that's inside of you. This spiritual meal that you are about to receive has power if you remember that it's me. That it's me who offered himself, body and blood, for you. For you. The collect for today. The collect is a prayer that the priest says at the beginning of the Mass, which you don't have in your bulletins, but there's a different one for each Sunday. And what it does is it pulls together all the themes for the readings of the day. And the one for this morning, I think, is absolutely awesome. It says, O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him in all his redeeming work. Holy Communion is meant to open the eyes of our faith, for us to see that we are all in this together. And Len Dowley, well, he experienced that. He obviously experienced that. Not on the night that he murdered someone, not on that night, but perhaps in the decades that followed that, when somebody ministered to him in prison and shared with him that blessed sacrament, that mysterious way in which Jesus speaks to our souls, our spirits. His eyes were opened. Just as in baptism, we are given the opportunity for new life, And each and every Sunday, as we come to this altar and we take in the sacred meal, we too are opened once again and given the opportunity for new life. So I say to you, do not take this lightly. Do not take this lightly. I think Lendell Lee's parting words to all of us, quite powerful. What is your request for your last meal? What is your request? Holy Communion.